In today's episode, I'm showing you exactly how to retire 8 years early with over $1.2 million tax-free using a triple Roth strategy. But even if you're 10 to 15 years from retirement, this episode will supercharge your retirement and set you up for tax-free retirement in the future. Three moves, 8 years, $1 million of tax-free wealth. Most people use one of these strategies, some use two, but there are three separate moves the IRS gives you. And when you combine all three with one specific ingredient, that's when the math stops being theoretical and starts being your actual retirement date. But there's a fourth element, a hidden multiplier that takes this from good to great. And I'm going to show you exactly what it is and why it creates an extra $200,000 you wouldn't have otherwise. In this episode, you'll learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So if you're in your early 50s, you have a good income and you've been saving hard, you've got $650,000 in old rollover IRAs just sitting there, another $150,000 in your current 401k. And a modest $50,000 in a taxable investment account. But here's the problem. You have $0 in Roth assets. Everything you've built, Uncle Sam has a claim on it. You decided to switch to Roth contributions in your 401k and you're maxing it out. You're now 50, but haven't started doing catch-up contributions. Your employer gives you a 3% match, but that has to go into pre-tax. You want out at 58. That's 8 years from now. You've done everything right until this point, but still setting yourself up for a massive tax bill in retirement. That's the trap most high earners fall into. But here's what changes the game. If you're in the 22% tax bracket and you have $30,000 to $50,000 of room before you hit the 24% tax bracket, that's not just a tax fact. That's your conversion opportunity. But before we get into the meat of this episode, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for 25 years, and I'm here to help you make better wealth decisions so you can live a richer life. So let me break down the three-part strategy. Strategy number one is max out your Roth 401k contributions. If you're already doing this, smart move. In 2026, you can contribute $23,500 all Roth. That's after-tax money going in, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals. Over 8 years, that's $188,000 in contributions alone. Strategy two is Roth catch-up contributions. Starting in 2026, the rules change. If you earned over $145,000 in the prior year, your catch-up contributions must go into Roth. It's not optional, it's required. That's $7,500 in 2025. In 2026, it jumps up to $8,000. And if you're between 60 and 63, it's $11,250. Over 8 years, you're looking at roughly $64,000 in contributions, all Roth, all tax-free forever. Strategy number three is strategic Roth conversions. This is where most people leave money on the table. You've got maybe $50,000 of room in the 22% tax bracket every single year. That's your conversion target. Year after year, you convert $50,000 from that old IRA to a Roth. You pay roughly $11,000 in taxes over 8 years, $400,000 converted, about $88,000 in taxes paid. But here's what matters. That $400,000 will never be taxed again. Now, those three strategies are powerful on their own, but there's one more element that most advisors completely miss. It's the difference between good results and exceptional results. But first, you need to understand why timing is everything. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Pay the known tax now, not the unknown tax later. Think about it. Right now, you know you're in the 22% tax bracket. You know what the conversion will cost. But what bracket will you be in at age 65 or age 73 or age 75 when RMDs kick in? Nobody knows. Tax rates will sunset. They could go higher. Your income could go higher. Your IRA could grow bigger, which it will, forcing larger RMDs. Converting now locks in today's rate. That's not tax avoidance, that's tax certainty. So let's talk about the Roth conversion ladder and why it's your early retirement bridge. If you're converting $50,000 every year for 8 years, you have to understand this one rule. It's called the five-year rule. Money you convert needs to age for 5 years before you can access it penalty-free before age 59 and a half. So look at your timeline. Convert at age 50, It's available at 55. Convert at age 51, it's available at 56, and so on and so on. By the time you're 58, you've got 4 years of conversions fully accessible. No penalty, no restriction. That's roughly 200,000 plus growth ready to bridge you from 58 to 59 and a half. And this is how you retire before 59 and a half without penalties or gimmicks. So a quick question for you. Have you ever thought about using the five-year rule to create your early retirement bridge? Let me know in the pinned comments below. So your conversion strategy is convert $50,000 at age 50, pay $11,000 in taxes. Do this every single year. Stay consistent, stay disciplined, but adjust it based upon your income. By year eight, you've moved $400,000 out of the tax trap into tax-free territory. But here's what makes this work. Your income can handle it. You're working. You're earning well. You can absorb that $11,000 tax hit. At age 73, when RMDs would force distributions, you won't have that flexibility. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Build escape hatches before you need them. Most people plan for retirement at age 65 because that's when everything lines up. Your Social Security, Medicare, penalty-free withdrawals. But what if you want out at 55 or 58? You need escape hatches, ways to access money without penalties. The Roth conversion ladder is your escape hatch. You're building it now at age 50 for a door you won't open until 58. That's not early planning. That's essential planning. Now, everything I just showed you, it works. It gets you to 58 with significant tax-free wealth. But here's the secret ingredient that takes this from six figures to seven figures. It's called asset location. And here's what changes everything. Where you invest matters as much as what you invest in. It's called asset location. And most people have never heard of it. They've heard of asset allocation, but they haven't heard that term. So listen carefully. Not all accounts should grow at the same rate because they shouldn't have the same types of investments in them. Your Roth accounts, those should hold your most aggressive investments, your growth stocks, small cap, mid cap, international and emerging markets. Why? Because every dollar of growth is tax-free forever. Your pre-tax accounts, those should hold your more conservative investments, your bonds, your real estate investment trust, your stable value funds. Why? Because you'll eventually pay tax on that growth, so keep it lower. Let me show you the math. The traditional approach, everything grows at 7% regardless of the account type. Your $400,000 in conversions at 7% over 8 years, $687,000. Roth contributions and catch-ups at 7%, $380,000. Now here's the asset location approach. Roth at 9%, pre-tax at 7%. $400,000 in conversions at 9% over 8 years, $796,000. Roth contributions and catch-ups at 9%, $420,000. That's about $150,000 in additional wealth just from strategic placement. So here's your complete picture at age 58. Tax-free assets, $420,000 from Roth 401k contributions and a 9% growth. About $800,000 from Roth conversions, 9% growth. So the total, about $1.2 million tax-free. Pre-tax assets, $687,000 from your remaining old IRA at 7% growth, $160,000 from employer match, 7% growth, $847,000 in pre-tax. Your taxable account, about $86,000 at a 7% rate of growth. Your total net worth, close to $2 million. But here's what matters most. 57% of your wealth is tax-free. Now compare that to doing nothing. If you've never converted, never reallocated everything, your total net worth about $1.9 million and less than 20% in Roth assets. You just created about $200,000 in additional wealth from asset location and about $850,000 more in Roth assets that the IRS will never touch. So the asset location framework, Roth accounts get U.S. growth stocks, small cap value, emerging markets, high growth technology. Target a 9% long-term return. Your pre-tax accounts get investment-grade bonds, REITs, preferred stocks, stable value funds, and potentially some value investments. Target 7% long-term return. Your taxable account should get tax-efficient index funds, municipal bonds, long-term buy-and-hold positions, and qualified dividend-paying stocks. The target, 7% long-term returns. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 3. Match your biggest growth with your best wrapper. A wrapper is just the account type, an IRA, a Roth, or a taxable account. Your biggest growth opportunity should live in your best tax wrapper. And the best wrapper, that's the Roth, tax-free forever. Put your highest growth investments in your Roth IRA. So here's your action plan. Do these in order. Step 1, open your Roth IRAs for you and your spouse. You need accounts ready for conversions. Step 2, calculate your exact 22% bracket ceiling. Find your $50,000 of conversion room. Step 3, map your current holdings across all accounts. Write it out. What's in your IRA? What's in your 401k? Your taxable accounts. Step 4, plan your asset location reallocation. Identify your highest growth funds. Those need to be in your Roth. Identify your conservative holdings. Those stay in pre-tax. Step 5, convert $50,000 in December 2025. Pay the tax. Immediately reallocate to aggressive growth in your Roth IRA. Step 6, reallocate your Roth 401k contributions. Make sure every new Roth dollar goes into growth investments, not balanced funds or target date funds. Growth. Step 7, set up quarterly estimated tax payments. Conversions create tax bills. Pay them quarterly and avoid the penalties. And you must pay with an outside source. Step 8, keep pre-tax accounts conservative. As you convert money out, keep what remains in bonds and dividend stocks, preferred stocks, and real estate investment trust. And step 9, review and adjust annually. Tax law changes, your income changes. Adjust your strategy every December. And step 10, track your tax-free wealth growth. Create a simple spreadsheet. Watch that Roth balance grow faster than everything else. So retiring at 58 with $1.2 million tax-free isn't magic. It's 3 strategies working together with one powerful ingredient: Roth contributions, Roth conversions, and asset location that accelerates every dollar. You've got $800,000 sitting in the wrong account with the wrong investments. You've got 8 years to fix it. Most people will retire at 65 because they have to. You can retire at 58 because you planned to. If this 3-part strategy made sense to you and this episode provided some value, hit the like and subscribe button. I put out 2 episodes every single week to help you make better wealth decisions so you can live a richer life. If you could, reply to my pinned comment below where I ask, what percentage of your portfolio for retirement is in Roth assets? And what are those Roth dollars invested in? Let me know, and I'll tell you if you're maximizing your tax-free growth potential. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.